Some buzz going on. Maybe you've heard an online site, ProPublica, has, as it says here, obtained a vast cache of IRS information showing how billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, and more pay little in income tax compared to their massive wealth, sometimes even nothing. ProPublica is a nonprofit newsroom that investigates abuses of power. ProPublica has obtained a vast trove of IRS data on tax returns of thousands of nations' wealthiest people, covering more than 15 years. Others include Bill Gates, Rupert Murdoch, and Mark Zuckerberg. It shows not just their income and taxes, but also their investments, their stock trades, gambling winnings, and even the results of audits that they have undergone. It's a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff. ProPublica says it shows how America's billionaires avail themselves of tax strategies beyond the reach of ordinary people as their wealth derives from the skyrocketing value of their assets like stock and property. I think most people know that anyway. Does say that from what their research shows, it's not that they're doing anything illegal. It's just that the system allows them to do what they're doing.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so they do it. And in coming months, ProPublica will use the IRS data to explore in detail how the ultra-wealthy avoid taxes, exploit loopholes, and escape scrutiny from federal auditors.
Well, let's hope they are all engaged in a lot of philanthropy to help provide things that are needed for people that don't have that kind of wealth.
Yeah.
No, they're using it on space.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Bezos.
So, Andy, and Elon.
Oh, I forgot about Elon.
Yeah, Elon's doing it as well.
That's
yeah.
right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. So it says in here, tax information is among the most zealously guarded secrets in the federal government. ProPublica has decided to reveal individual tax information of some of the wealthiest Americans because it's only by seeing specifics that the public can understand the realities of the country's tax system. The tax data was provided to ProPublica after... it says we published, ProPublica writing for itself, a series of articles scrutinizing the IRS. The articles exposed how years of budget cuts have hobbled the agency's ability to enforce the law and how the largest corporations and the rich have benefited from the IRS's weaknesses, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so we have this. I've said for years, as far as taxes go, I think they're private, and they're supposed to be. I mean, and a lot of the tax conversation in the past number of years has related to politics, in particular, like for President Trump. You know, everyone wanted everything, not everyone. Some people wanted him to reveal. Some people think that even though presidents are required to do so, most candidates reveal it anyway. I think once they start campaigning.
Most do.
Yeah. I said, I don't care. I don't really, it doesn't matter. Party or person, I don't care. It's their own personal information, and if there's something that they're doing that's not right, the IRS will find it out, and that's me. That's me.
No, the only reason why I care is because I want to know if a certain candidate could be compromised by any kind of foreign government or because of their dealings with those foreign governments, business dealings, whatever. That's one mm-hmm. thing I think we would like to always know.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily just have to be foreign. They could be compromised by something they do domestically.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Very true.
What fascinates me about this is, going back to the ProPublica disclosure, it's not disclosing how it obtained the data, which was given in raw form with no conditions or conclusions. Reporters spent months processing and analyzing the material to transform it into a usable database. It was then verified by comparing elements with dozens of already published text details. They even reached out to some people who were named. In fact, George Soros responded. A spokesperson for Soros responded in a statement, "Between 2016 and 2018, George Soros lost money on his investments. Therefore, he did not owe federal income taxes in those years. He's long supported higher taxes for wealthy Americans." That was a statement from George Soros.
Yeah.
Some of the people mentioned in the articles are arguing that publishing personal tax information is a violation of privacy.
Hmm.
ProPublica says that the public interest in knowing this information at this pivotal moment in our time outweighs any legitimate concerns of privacy.
Weren't we just talking about how Jeff Bezos's company, Amazon, and what were they? What did we talk about that they were doing yesterday? Sidewalk.
Oh yeah. All that information came out about their
personal information and privacy and all that. Okay.
Remember they had that
falls on deaf ears with me. Then.
Triple encryption. Yeah, we were concerned about that.
Right. So the whatever their concerns are about how these how ProPublica came with got these documents falls doesn't really concern me one bit.
All right. My only concern is that it got to them, and if it got to them for these people, nobody cares about us little people. But somebody did something very illegal. Does anyone care about that?
No.
You know, it's like, this was the information that everyone will look to find out about. So the question is, yeah, but what about the illegality of, will they get punished? Will ProPublica face any kind of punishment? As much as they'd like maybe some of the people in the tax situation here to face punishment because of anything they may have done illegally, will they get anything because they did something illegally by publishing all this in the first place?
Probably not. I'm going to say no. I mean, no, I don't know, unless they're going to get sued by Elon Musk and Warren Buffett.
Apparently
and
he's got the money to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I'm going to say they don't like the publicity. They want the story to just fade away as quickly as possible. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
You mean the wealthy people?
The wealthy people, yeah. The top 25. Because it just shows how broken. Here's the thing about that story. It shows how broken the U.S. tax system really is. Who benefits and who doesn't? And which we're not benefiting, and they are.
Which is why ProPublica says they're going to look beyond the fact that what they're doing is illegal. They think it's more important that information gets out.
Right.
Of course, their name stands for the public.
Right.
ProPublica.
Yeah. So I just throw it out there because it's one of those things that people will be looking at this, which might be interesting. But do we look at the other side of it, which is what I look at, because it's like, wow, this is interesting stuff. But, man, there was a big serious breach here. Someone needs to go to the IRS and say, how did this information get out?
Well, they could do that.
Is there somebody in the IRS that made this available?
Blame the IRS if you want to blame. Yeah. ProPublica, though.
A lot of people will be on board with that.
Maybe. Yes. But what did that part of the story say, though? One of the reasons why so many people are able to skirt the laws and everything is because the IRS has been hampered by all kinds of budget cuts. So while they go after people like us, sometimes it seems like those that are who are connected with certain powerful officials in government, sometimes they are able to skirt the laws a bit.
It's a lot of the conversation that's just starting to come out. Mm-hmm. I'll put a link up this, by the way, on our Morning Team page. I don't have it published yet, but if you want to check it out for yourself, it's lengthy. It is lengthy.
It is. It is lengthy, and it is fascinating. I read a lot of the story yesterday. It is a fascinating story.
Don't disregard that.
Yeah.
Opens up a lot of questions in a lot of different ways. Legal, illegal, and taxes and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, some of this, most of it, legal.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're pointing out, saying it's broken. Yep.